The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to Jesus, "Well said, teacher. You're right in saying he is one and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You're not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. On the first day of Lent, Ash Wednesday, God said to us through the prophet Joel, "Return to me with your whole heart." He said, "Rend your hearts, not your garments, not your clothing." Opening up your hearts to receive God's mercy, and then opening up your hearts to share that compassion with others. Today in the Gospel, Jesus builds on that lesson. He says, when we return to the Lord with our whole heart, what that means is, we're going to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. That's the whole purpose of Lent, to help us to learn to love as God loves, to love God the Father as Jesus loves Him, to love others as Jesus loves them, to love with our whole heart. The problem for us as Catholics sometimes is we think that to love God just means that we have good feelings for God, that we admire Him, that we think He's good, kind, and generous. Jesus is calling us to more than that today. Others of us think that we really love the Lord if we give Him some of our time, if we give Him some of our money, if we give Him some of the talents that He's given us. But Jesus is calling us to more than that today. Jesus is calling us to love God with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength. If we're going to love God with all our mind, we need to be spending our mind to think of God and to think of the thoughts of God. So often we'll give God only a small part of our mind, and instead we'll fill our mind with other things, with the world, with the news, with the newspaper. If we're really trying to serve God with our mind, we're going to try to fill our mind with His holy thoughts. Jesus calls us to love God with all our strength, not just with a little bit of our strength, but with all we've got. So sometimes it makes an effort. It's an effort even sometimes to stay awake at Mass, to stay awake at prayer, to get up on time and watch the Mass on television. But when we're loving the Lord, we're putting our strength into it. We're called to love God with all our hearts. That means we're going to love God above every other love. We have a lot of good loves in our life. We have love for others, we have love for our family members, but God's supposed to be our number one love. We're supposed to love Him with all our soul, which means we want to keep our soul clean of sin. Otherwise, we wouldn't be loving God with all our soul. That's what, in Lent, we're called to do. The Lord wants to help us to give Him our mind. That's why in Lent we pray more. He wants us to give of our heart to Him. That's why we give of ourselves and what He's given to us to others, including our time. He wants us to love Him with all our own soul, which is why we've got to convert. But notice Jesus says something else today, which is harder than that. Jesus says we've also got to love our neighbor. Elsewhere in the Gospel, He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." He didn't say, "Love me as I have loved you." He said, "Love one another as I have loved you." And you probably remember that time when He asked St. Peter three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Three times Simon said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus didn't say, "Great, Peter, we love each other, that's all I wanted." He said, "Feed my sheep, tend my lambs, tend my sheep." Peter's love for Jesus was going to be shown in his love for others. So today, what's Jesus calling us to? He's calling us to love each other with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength. If we're loving others with our mind, we're going to try to think good about them. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. If we're loving them with all our strength, we're going to make the effort to make a visit to them, to be patient with them if they're driving us nuts on a given day. If we're really loving them with all our strength, we're going to make the effort. If we're loving them with all our soul, we're going to keep our soul clean of gossip and bad thoughts and the rest. Jesus is calling us to this high standard. Why? Because he wants us to be happy. The only way we're ever going to be happy is if we're really full of the love of God toward God and toward others. And to strengthen us to love like that, he wants to enter into inside of us today through Holy Communion. So that in communion with him, we can love the Lord with everything we've got and love others with everything we've got, just like he loved us all the way to the cross. So this is the gospel today. This is the good news. This is the conversion to which God's calling us. Let's ask Jesus for the help so that as we receive his love for us, we might enter into that love and more easily love the Father like he loved the Father and loved others to the point of giving everything, so that we might say with him, this is my body, this is my blood, this is my sweat, these are my tears, this is my mind, heart, soul, and strength given out of love for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.